Neil Delamere's Sunday Best. Today
FM. Audi, Dublin Film Festival is now in its 16th year. Every year, it shows a range of Irish and international films and hosts stars from all over the world. A film festival schedule like this can be slightly overwhelming to get your head around, so we are here to help. Katie Hayes from the Sunday Times, who is the film critic at the Sunday Times, has picked her favourites and will give us the lowdown. And she joins me now. How are you, Katie?
I'm grand, Neil. Happy to be here.
Thanks a million for coming in and talking us through this. First of all, we're in the midst of the festival at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah, it runs over 10 days, so we've done about 3 or 4 days and there's a full week left to go. It runs till tomorrow week. So, so there's been a fair bit under the belt so far. The big Irish openings were Lance Daly's film Black 47 about the famine.
Yes, that's Maud Dunford and Hugo Weaver, isn't it?
Yeah. And there was also The Breadwinner, the Nora Toomey animation film that's got Oscar buzz going around about it. So they've been on. And those ones, they were gala showings. One of the problems is because we don't have the Savoy One anymore, which is a 750-seater, we're in smaller cinemas, so they're only 400 seats, so you don't have your crowd that would have gone to them.
Lose a little bit of magic, a little bit of for those sorts of premieres.
Yeah, and it means they sell out really fast. You don't have, you know, the difference between 400 punters and 750 punters is big. That's 350 people who can't get tickets. So it's a loss this year. It's being felt, and there's no real way around that. We're not going to get another 750 seater in Dublin. It's just. Yeah, it's not realistic.
And I suppose also when people were at the 750 seat cinema, they knew it was the only one as well. So there was a special vibe around that. It was the only one in the country. So you were kind of delighted to be there. I saw a Batman there, and there's a bit where Heath Ledger impaled somebody essentially on a pencil. But the whole place instantly actually clapped because it was this very clever part of the film. But I have never been in an Irish cinema where that happened before, and I think some of it was to do with it was a premiere in the Savoy, I suppose, you know. So let's have a look at the Irish films first of all, and then we'll go on to maybe the international films that you would recommend.
Well, the first one I'll mention is Kissing Candice, which is a debut feature from Aoife McArdle. So it's the story is a girl who's a little rebellious and picks out for her romantic attentions a young guy who her father, who's a policeman, doesn't approve of. So, as I say, first feature from Aoife McArdle, young female filmmaker, which we're very short of, as we won't rehearse all the controversy about that, but the film board is trying to generate more female talent, obviously. So there's a female filmmaker coming on stream. She's a background in music video. So hang on to her, don't let her escape. See how she does with her first film.
And she's from Omagh, is it?
That's right, yeah.
So where's that on?
That's on in the Lighthouse on Friday.
Okay, March 2nd, that's up in Smithfield Square.
Now, just a word of warning, a number of films are already sold out, so I won't say which ones exactly, but do check.
Okay, yeah. Okay. What about, now I was interested in this one when I was looking at we were talking just before you came on air and you were going to talk about this. Marco Rowe, and he's done Intermission and Perrier, I think I specifically was told to pronounce it that way, Perrier's Bounty. And he wrote Howie the Rookie as well, which I saw Tom Vaughan Lawler in and he was absolutely amazing. So he has The Delinquent Season.
Yeah, a very interesting talent who's come from the theatre, would have made his major name in the theatre whilst he has got some strong screenwriting credits, as you've just mentioned. But he would be very well known to theatre goers. He had a big show in the Abbey last year called, the name's just escaped me now. But he also has a show on now called The Approach, which has just done Project and The Everyman in Cork. He originally wrote for the theatre and then started to direct very successfully, just moved into that slot, as a lot of the theatre writers have done. And this is he's written for this cinema before. This is the first time he's written and directed. So again, a big buzz about that. Very good talent in it, acting-wise. Cillian Murphy, Andrew Scott, Catherine Walker, Eva Berthissel. You won't find a better lineup of that mature Irish actor. Well, young mature Irish actors.
Yeah, experienced, shall we say.
Experienced. I'm trying to find the right word there. I would say old, but I want to say people with, you know,
gravitas and skill.
Yeah.
And talent. And look, I mean, obviously, Cillian Murphy was in Intermission and Perrier's Bounty, so that's obviously some sort of a partnership that is working very well as well. That's the Lighthouse, March the 3rd, 8 p.m. as well. What about? I mean, one of the joys of these things, apart from the Irish films, is the international films. So give us a few of those that are of have jumped out at you from the programme?
Well, this one catches my fancy. Marlena the Murderer in Four Acts. It's an Indonesian film by a director called Mula Surya, her third film. It's about a woman who is, and it's striking in this festival, there's a lot of women-centred films, but she's attacked by a band of thieves, and she fights back and she kills one of them and carries their body off. It's about the whole Indonesian superstition around death and around dead bodies. So that sounds really interesting. Again, we get to see, there wouldn't be a market here for an Indonesian film. You wouldn't get a run out of an Indonesian film. That's one of the beauties of the film festival is you can go to these, they have one showing, you can make time for them in the diary, they're well flagged in advance.
I think I've only ever seen one Indonesian film, I think, which is The Raid, as far as I remember, and it was a surprise hit. And this is kind of influenced by American Westerns, Japanese Samurai films as well, I believe.
That's right. The landscape there in Indonesia apparently lends itself to this sort of visual experience. So that's on, I think that's on tonight in Cineworld, and it's on tomorrow night in the Lighthouse.
And of course, loads of Westerns, like, for example, The Magnificent Seven would have been based on the Japanese, The Seven Samurai story at the start. You're going to the workshop tonight, I think, aren't you?
I am. That's French director Lauren Cantet's film. It's about a writer's workshop, and since I also teach creative writing, it's a thing I have a specific interest in. It's about a writer's workshop where one participant in the workshop starts to be a bit sort of fascist and have very right-wing views in a very mixed race workshop. So I'm very interested in that. It's handling the dynamic of a group in a creative setting is always very interesting.
Yeah. Something that caught my eye, simply because I have been watching The Man in the High Castle. There's a show called, a film called Pre-Crime. And it's kind of Philip K. Dick in those realms, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a German-made documentary, but it's got an international theme. And it's essentially looking at how you can predict crime. It's a whole new area of investigation that we're all having to get our heads around, that you will essentially be targeted as a potential criminal simply because of certain searches you make on the internet. There's all sorts of algorithms are now part of policing. So it introduces a whole new area that we all have to just start to think about as we deal with the modern world and all its rapid changes.
And Philip K. Dick was Minority Report. It was based on his story there. So I suppose that's kind of one of the inspirations behind this. Again, Lighthouse, February 27th. Talk to me briefly, if you can, just because we're flying along here and we don't have much time. Under the Tree. I've been to Iceland, and this is from an Icelandic director, and I just kind of, everybody I met there, I liked, they just had this kind of wildness to them and this independence of spirit. Maybe I'm kind of I'm extrapolating from kind of Viking history and all the rest, but what is this about?
Well, it's a black comedy. It's a third feature from an Icelandic director. It's about two neighbours who get into a dispute because one of them has a big leafy tree in their garden and it casts shadows on the other garden where there's a young couple who've moved in and they like to sunbathe, so they want their light. And it starts off as a minor dispute, and it escalates. It's described as a black comedy, so and it becomes very, very dark. So, but has that very interesting, we all have to live beside somebody, and what's going on in our neighbours' lives is always a very interesting.
It's dynamic, I suppose.
And hard to. If there's any friction with that, with the person who you live beside, that can be incredibly difficult to handle. Yeah. In ordinary life, you can't ignore the person beside you.
Yeah, you want your home to be your refuge, and when it's not, it's one of those things, I think, and huge amounts of people relate to it as well.
So I'll be going to that as well. I'm looking forward to that very much, I have to say, because I really like the idea behind it. I think we so many of us live in suburbia, and it's not a place necessarily that you associate with huge drama like Westerns or crime or any of the big dramas, but there is a small drama to be had in the suburban area.
Excellent. Well, there's more, loads more there. Tickets are available at the box office on 12 East Essex Street, or you can call 01-687-7974 or online at www.diff.ie. Thanks a million for that, Katie.
Neil Delamere's Sunday Best. Today FM.